Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm your host, Joe McCormick. And the point of this podcast is to help you become an intentional communicator. What you say matters. You speak with clarity, you speak with brevity, you speak with purpose, and you can cut through the clutter. And I'm motivated to share perspectives on this podcast because I know that there are areas where you can become better. I wrote a book called Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less. It's all about clarity, being clear and concise. I wrote a book called Noise, which is the environment that we live in that's distracted. There's a lot of disruptions, digital devices, many things compete for our attention. There's a lot of clutter. And then most recently, a book called Quiet Works, which is making silence the secret ingredient of the workday. And those books come together in a trilogy. I didn't intentionally design it because it happened over the span of 10 years, but it's my life's work to put this in a collection called Clarity at Work. And we sell it as a collection. So if you want information on this, you go to thebrieflab.com and look under the resources and you'll see that. You can buy that as a collection. There's a beautiful box that I had designed. And it's really nice because it all comes together. And those books together help you do this thing that is something we do every day, which is called communicate. And what I've tried to do in my career is to demystify communication. Communication is a system. It's like engineering. When you engineer something, it's done with purpose. It's done with design. It's not an accident. A plane flies because it was designed that way. And a building is held together because it was designed that way. And highways and roads work when they work well because they were designed that way. Communication is the same way. It's not an accident. It's a system. It's a method. And the method that I created, this brief methodology, I'll call it, and these Quiet Works programs were created to give people a very deliberate way of planning when they write and when they say something, to have a higher degree of confidence that the person who's listening, no matter how noisy it might be around them, would be able to get what the person's saying in a more predictable way. And we've created a system for that, which is called Brief. And we've created a system for preparation, which embraces quiet, time alone. And our mission ends up becoming to help people work better together and alone. And that's the point of the podcast, is to help you become an intentional communicator. Last week, I'm not going to apologize because my tone was a little frustrated because I was frustrated. I talked about people who will communicate when they don't have a plan and how they're all over the place. And the terrible things that happen when that happens. And it's the lack of preparation. It's the lack of deliberation. And I'm not talking about spending 70 hours preparing for, you know, a conversation. I'm talking about having a plan and thinking it through before you open your mouth or before you start writing something, which is what professionals are expected to do. And what I'm going to talk about this week is a build on that frustrating conversation I had last week. And this week is about making conversations, key conversations, count. Now, when I do this, I want you to think about how critical quiet preparation is for making these key conversations count, right? The good or the bad, never the ugly. Now, when I say key conversations, I'm talking about giving somebody bad news or talking to your boss or engaging with a client or networking or getting on a conference call with a project team or doing a check-in with the subordinates, maybe checking with your boss. Maybe it's a one-on-one. These are conversations that matter, right? This is the fuel of relationships, activity, progress, productivity. It's the fuel of it. And these things are not always handled or managed well. And in doing this, I'm preparing for a series of keynotes that I'm doing with a large financial services company where I'm going to be talking to, close to 800 people, two different sessions about key conversations, specifically tough conversations, difficult ones. But in the frame of reference for that conversation, which might be a tough conversation or a difficult one, I would just call it a key conversation because it could be really difficult, hard to have, or one that's really important or positive, right? It might be talking to an investor, or maybe networking with a new partner, right? Now, me pitching an idea to a very senior leader that if they buy the idea, they might take it and make it part of their company. So consider it a key conversation, but you want to make these key conversations count. You want to make them matter. So what I'm going to walk you through is a perspective about what I would be doing in quiet to prepare before I had the conversation. Now, what I talked about last week is you don't want to be all over the place. That's not an option. So please, if you are not ready for these key conversations, don't have them. The last thing I said in last week's or 2 weeks ago in the podcast was, if you don't have a plan, it's better you say nothing. I would say better to reschedule. These are key conversations. They matter. People will remember this conversation. So here's some things to be thinking about, and I call these the six T's. And I don't expect you to memorize them, and they're not all equally important, but they are considerations. And because I like alliterations, they all start with the letter T, like in tango. And you want to keep these in mind when you're preparing. And if you've taken courses with us at the Brief Lab, you will have draft cards and brief maps and brief meeting agenda prep cards. And if you've taken Quiet Works programs as a follow-on to that, you'll have quiet worksheets. So that we have tools that develop. So these would be embedded in the tools that we teach in our courses, in our programs. But just for the sake of just this podcast and you listening, imagine that you're going to have a really important conversation with somebody, and maybe it's you are making a recommendation with a very, very senior leader that you got their time and you got their attention, that you are going to run this by them and socialize to get their buy-in. Maybe it's for decision. It could very equally be a difficult conversation where you're telling a client that you don't want to work with them anymore. But suffice it to say, whether it's a bad one or a good one, it's a key conversation. Okay. So here are the six T's that I want you to think about. And I'll just say them in advance. And like I tell people, I'll just give you them in order right now, just the list, and then I'll go in each one of them. The six T's are topic, time, timing, tone, turn-taking, and tact. Tact. So let's talk about topic. Really, you got to understand, okay, what are you talking about? What is it that you are? What is the focus or focal point of the conversation? We teach headlines. What's your headline? What is the core thing that you want them focusing on? Topic. Okay. You don't want to treat topic generically. You're having this really important conversation. Can you synthesize that in a sentence, a short sentence? I'm proposing a method that blah, blah, blah. Like I am talking to you about, bam. And I just say that what it is, what's my topic. Super critical, because that's going to frame the conversation. Now we know what we're both talking about. If you don't say that, the person's left thinking, okay, what are we talking about? And any information that you say can be deemed as the topic. And it's not. It might be supporting point of the topic, but it's not the topic. The second thing is time. How long do you think this conversation needs to be? Is it a 10-minute conversation? Is it a 15? You need to guesstimate the amount of time that you need. And it's not like, well, as much as it'll take. Like if it's 15 minutes, then it needs to be 15 minutes, not 30 or not 5. If it really needs to be 5, then it should be 5. But you should know what the time is. Now, when you're doing this, it's always a good idea to tell the person, okay, we need no more than. But you got to be realistic. And then ask them, is that time still okay with you? They may not have the time. I see this frequently where people have conversations with me, but they don't tell me how long it's going to last. Well, I've in the back of my mind, I'm like, I got a call and I got to get on a call in 15 minutes. And I don't know if this is a 15-minute conversation, if it's 30 minutes, like they started it. I don't know what the topic is, but I don't know what the time is either. So now I'm spending my time listening to try to figure out what the topic or the point is, and how long is this going to last? Okay, so you got to know what the time is. Realistically, don't skimp on the time. If you need 10 minutes, ask for 10 minutes. Maybe always ask for a little bit more. The third thing is timing. When are you having this conversation? Timing can be very, very important, right? Timing for you, certainly. Like, you've got to be ready for this thing. So if you need to have this conversation, but you're not ready, and you would be more ready in a day than having a day. If the timing for the person is bad, you know, let's say it's Friday afternoon or something, or like you're dealing with financial, the market just took a hit today and everybody lost. There was a big sell-off on the market and you're talking to financial services people, and that's probably not a good time to talk about the topic. Or, you know that, there was a setback in the organization, whatever the timing, figure out when is it going to, you know, is it good on Monday morning, Tuesday, Friday afternoon, middle of the day? Like, when are you going to do this? In tough conversations, this is really important, but in good conversations too. If you know that this person's absolutely going to be smoked mentally at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're having this very, very heavy conversation. It might be better to have it earlier in the morning the next day. Remember, attention is the currency. So timing can dictate the person's ability or inability to pay the attention the way you want them to be engaged the way you want them to. They need to be fresh, especially because this is a key conversation. All right. You can't always dictate the timing, but you got to think about it. Number four is tone. In our draft card, desired outcome, relationship, audience, format, tone. Tone is, how do you want to have it? Well, when I gave the podcast a few weeks ago about the person who was all over the place, I thought about it. Yeah, my tone was frustrated because I was frustrated. I wanted to convey the tone of frustration because it was frustrating. To see a person all over the place is frustrating. Well, if I'm frustrated, but I want to have a tone of encouragement, I should probably have a conversation in a different day in a different way. So tone becomes important. What is my tone? Is it severe? Is it energetic? Is it optimistic? Is it committed? Is it professional? Is it excited? Is it, what's the tone? Tone's difficult, but you got to think about tone. Think about how you want to deliver the message. Tone. Number five is turn-taking. People miss this all the time. You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Communicating is a lot more like tennis and less like golf. Golf, it's me hitting the ball. Tennis, it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If you're talking and you're like, oh my gosh, I was in a conversation and you're in a conversation with a person and the person just talked for 10 straight minutes and they didn't let you say a word, that's not good. There's got to be balance in conversations. You've got to stop talking so they can say something, and then they say something and you say something. So there should be turn taking. There are exceptions to this in tough conversations where you may deem it that you have two conversations. One is where you give a person the bad news, and then the second conversation is they reply to it because might need time to process. That would be an exception, in which case you would tell them, hey, it's better for you not to say anything right now. Just hear what I have to say. Let's talk tomorrow about your plan to fix it. But generally speaking, turn-taking is an important thing. There should be balance in the conversation. In our program called Quiet Selling, we want the seller to talk less. Why? Because we want the buyer, the prospect, the client to talk more, because you have an opportunity to hear what they have to say and uncover need, issues, challenges, thoughts. But if you're doing all the talking, you can't hear them because they're not talking. They're not saying anything. So turn-taking. And last is tact. Tact. Think of tact as being careful, diplomatic, considerate. Too much tact makes you unclear because you're so afraid. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being careful with your words, not being blunt. Having tact. If you're having a conversation and you want to be aggressive or overly confident, you might lack tact. It's being careful and considerate with your choice of words. In some ways, being professional about it. Sounding and speaking like a professional. In a foreign service, they call us being diplomatic. So those are the six T's. Topic, time, timing, tone, turn taking, and tact. So here's a way of looking at it. When you are making key conversations count, right? When you do this, when you take the time and quiet to prepare, keep these things in mind, the good ones can be great. And the bad ones don't have to be terrible. Just saying.